TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tick, 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 tick.
Dick, 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 dick,
scrotum, 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 scrotum.
Welcome to DickCast.
Well, that's after it's gone through the pipe. Before the dick goes into the pipe, it goes dick, dick, dick.
Vas deferens. Vas deferens. Huh? That's the water level.
It is. Now I feel bad that I, because you guys have been sticking with male body parts, and I was doing boobs.
You are a piece of shit. Shall we start the show?
I am.
Yeah.
No. It's late, baby. This is TanCast After Hours. Stuff's going to get crazy.
TanCast, back again.
All right.
Chakaron, macaron.
Enough.
Oh, I remember that guy.
Do you hear the fucking thing tapping? Shut the fuck up.
Is that what that is?
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week, Andy has more car troubles. His kid kicks his feet again, literally. Noah sees a bunch of movies and live music. I get a little quumpy about someone who wouldn't appear on my Christmas podcast. And we mourn the death of Hugh Hefner in our own stupid way. And when you hear this sound...
My boy was just like me.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Hooray! Welcome to TanCast.
And when you hear the exasperated scream of Tim, that means there's a link in the show notes.
That's not what it means!
It's what it means! It's what it means!
It's because it's
late. I'm Tim, the exasperated T in TanCast.
I'm Andy. I'm pretty mellow, but I'm the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the antagonizer in TanCast.
Yes. The antagonizer.
That sounds like a great Dick Tracy villain.
It does.
The antagonizer.
We are in the world now where you can talk into your watch.
We are.
And make calls.
So, Tim, today they call him the antagonizer, but back when Dick Tracy was first released,
they
just went ahead and said the whole word.
Don't. No.
I'm not going to say the word. I learned my lesson.
I knew where you were going. I was trying to tell you, fucking, don't take this exit. Just stay on the freeway.
It's an N-word joke. It's happening.
What's the N-word, Andy?
No.
Nice guys.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm a nice guy. You're a nice guy.
Can I
get
the
good guy discount?
You a nice guy? I'm a nice guy. All right, so this show is operating on nice guy time right now.
Nice guy time.
What does that mean?
Because instead of setting a reminder for Wednesday, which was tomorrow when we agreed on it, I set it for Thursday, a different kind of day with a T sound in it, vaguely. Like tomorrow, Thursday. You can see where my mistake happened, right?
No.
That's totally.
So I was taking a relaxing evening dump when I got the text. So are we doing this? Are we doing what? Oh, fuck me.
No,
we're definitely not doing that.
We're taking a dump. We want to talk about it, Andy.
No one knows.
Yeah, tell us about your dump. Consistency, smell?
I haven't sent them a smell fee yet. Is Tim just like synchronizing? Like ladies who work too long together? We've seen each other so many
After
smell
After a while, your deuces start to sync up.
Yes.
They become onces.
It.
Don't laugh at that.
No, that was good. That tickled all of my funny bones.
No, you.
Yeah, dirty. It is a little disturbing how often I will receive a smelfie from one or both of you and be taking a dump right then myself.
That leads me to an interesting question. How the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Well, I just got a Facebook notification that one of my cousins shared Breitbart's post. I am super eager to log into Facebook to see that.
Do you think they shared it ironically?
No, no.
Oh.
Literally happened as you asked, how is everyone's week? I'm like, well, it just got a tiny fraction worse.
You're barely on Facebook. Why are you getting notifications of it?
Because my Mac is synchronized, so Facebook notifications just happen on my Mac.
I turn that shit off. I'm like, I don't care about my Facebook bullshit.
Yeah, I should do that too. I just haven't cared enough to do it. Seeing that disappointing bit of bullshit makes me want to do that, because I don't like thinking of my cousins as idiots. And that's kind of what it's making me feel like right now.
We're all idiots at some point.
We are. I'm not saying I'm not an idiot, but I mean, Breitbart's a special degree of idiocy. There's just a special depth there. Did I tell you guys about my Monday?
Was this where you had more car issues?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I thought I'd text.
You didn't tell on the podcast.
Oh yeah, so went a week without any car issues. Drove the car all the way to Alabama and back, which I'll get to in a bit.
Alabama.
Oh, thank God, he's going to tell us about the part where he drove to Alabama and back. I was worried he's going to leave that part of the story out.
The drive is not important, numbnuts. Then
he's saving it like George Lucas. He's like, I'm gonna tell you part 4, 5, and 6 of the story, and then I go back and tell you part 1, 2, and 3. Misa drive to Alabama.
Tim has cracked himself up.
Because it's Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was Tim done? Nope. Okay.
You can pretend it's not funny all you want. The tears say otherwise.
Anyways, not long into my drive to work, car suddenly started to feel like really wiggly, like, oh shit, maybe a tire's coming off. Not so much coming off as shredding itself into like a little confetti show behind my car of hot flying rubber and frighteningness. Frightfulness? I don't care. About shat my pants, because car suddenly started swerving all over the road. Like, I almost swerved and hit the guy on one side of me, and it almost swerved and then hit the cement on the other side of me, and it just made the whole fucking morning rotten. It went all the way through. So, like, it wasn't like a blowout, like there was a hole in it. It was like the tire was in two separate sections. Like, there was a left part, and then there was a tiny little part on the right, and they were disconnected from each other.
Never the two shall meet.
Yes. So got that shit over onto the side of the road and thought, everyone's going 65, 70 miles an hour right by me. I'm not as far over onto the shoulder because I was worried about my ability to brake, and I was coming right up on a huge piece of concrete that they use to not have you not hit the people who are working on the road, except there's fucking nobody there, so the cement's just there to, like, make the shoulder dangerous. So I kind of stopped as quickly as I could, but I was trying to leave the possibility for myself that if the car wasn't stopping, that I could swerve and go around that concrete instead of running into it face first and wrecking the front of my car a second time. As I'm kind of freaked out and high on adrenaline from almost wrecking the car and then seeing the cars whizzing by, I'm like, I don't know that I want to change that tire all by my lonesome. And then I look down at the tire, and smoke is just coming out and off of the tire. I was like, I don't have any gloves. I am definitely not touching that tire. So I called the roadside assistance again for the third time in, like, 2.5 weeks. And they sent somebody out to go change my tire, and he had a, you know, actual, like, human-sized jack as opposed to the piddly little tiny one that would take me forever, where, like, he had to pump that thing 3 times and my car's up in the air. You know,
wait,
like,
wait,
man,
3 times?
3 times.
Oh, shit!
I like to pump my jack 3 times.
Yeah, the one that they ship with the car, Noah, like, you're turning that little tiny wheel forever.
How many
the car,
times,
like,
Andy? Tell me, how many times?
At least 4.
What? No, not 4.
At least a minimum of 4. No less, no fewer turns than 4. It's tedious. especially when there's cars whipping by you and you're being a big pansy because you're still coming down off of a shitload of adrenaline. And to put the, I didn't tell you guys this part, but to put the real cherry on top of all of that, as I'm finally on the side of the road, and now I'm worried about, you know, like, what if somebody rear-ends me, or, you know, what if somebody hits me when I'm out of my car looking at it, or, you know, all of the stupid panic thoughts because you're high on adrenaline, I decide I should call my wife and tell her that I almost had a wreck.
My wife!
But that I'm safe, and also that I love her. And apparently she had decided to take a nap and would not answer her fucking phone. So you can imagine how that didn't piss me off in the slightest.
How dare her take a nap?
But I
turn off her phone.
I know. I know.
You hear that, women? Don't take naps.
No, don't never take naps in case your husband almost dies. You just always
hashtag no all naps.
Just always think about that. Whatever you're going to think about doing something else that's relaxing or for you, you know, like some you time. Just think about your husband dying. Could happen. Could happen any second. You never know. Just keep that on your mind always. Yeah. So now I'm you know, maybe a bit irrationally pissed off, and also, you know, still super freaked out, and then also super pissed off because the car's already cost me enough. Well, stressed out, I guess, more than pissed off, because the fucking cars have already cost enough money this month. Yeah. So like all of that. And then as I'm sitting and waiting for the roadside, it takes a while and finally I get the update, and it's going to be over an hour before the guy shows up to change the tire. And I was like, I should probably just change this fucking tire by myself. And then I thought, I have had a fucked up enough morning. I'm just not going to risk it by deciding I'm going to go do this for myself. So I sat in my car and I got hot and sweaty. And then I limped it, once he put the spare on for me, I limped it to a place to get a new tire, and basically wasted the entire fucking day just taking care of that shit. So I got home at like 2 o'clock. I was like, I'm just not going into work today. Like, I'll work from home. I like worked a half day. I called out car again. So you want to know the worst part of all this story?
Listening to it?
Nope. Totally fucking preventable.
Why, what happened?
Looking back on it, it was all on me. I mean, you know, best practice is always to, you know, check the air in your tires. But the reason why this is definitely on me is I've because of all of the issues that I had, and then, you know, I got the car back and it wasn't actually fixed, and it, you know, fucking started smoking on me in the middle of the goddamn road and wouldn't turn over and all. I've been a bit gun shy about the car for like a week, like, you know, little mini panic attacks at certain points, like if the car wiggled at all or anything. When I was playing back the trip back from Alabama, I realized that there had been a couple of moments where the car had felt a little wiggly on the road. Like, you know, bad alignment, or it was being blown around, but there was no wind or anything. And when I played that back in my head, I realized that the last time that I had had an experience like that where the car seemed to be wiggly and it made me a little bit nervous, rather than ignoring it, I pulled over and discovered that I was driving around on a mostly flat tire. So I am positive that I experienced early effects of that tire, of a slow leak in that tire on the way back from Alabama on Sunday, and that I blew it out on Monday because I failed to recognize what those were. I am positive that it was my fucking fault.
Loser!
Yep.
Biggest loser ever! Making mistakes!
I don't have to go that far.
Making the same mistake twice is really where I'm going with that, Noah. You know, once you have an experience, failing to learn from that experience. So remember earlier when I was talking shit about my cousin posting Breitbart? Well, cousin, here you go. Here's your counter story.
Oh, it's like, what, learn from your experience and don't post things on Breitbart?
No, this is the part of the story where Andy was an idiot and almost killed himself in retrospect, I realize now. So, yeah, if your car feels a little bit wiggly, check the air in your tires, because you may be about to blow one of them out, as I did, at 75 miles an hour on a busy freeway. And it sucks to do that. But you know who's not a loser? My baby boy.
Oh.
We were in Alabama for a taekwondo contest, something like that. Word fell out of my head. That's not what they call it, but yeah. Something people go break boards, do forms, and spar. He got first place in the board breaking for his age and size group.
Nice.
Huzzah!
I was actually holding the board that his instructor is pretty sure won it for him. So, you know, I think I'd get partial credit. No. So I was at ground zero to watch him because before, like, he'd been really timid around the boards, you know, when he was practicing and everything, and like he saw the little first place trophies getting handed out, and he really wanted one of those things, and he kicked the shit out of that board. So I'm holding the board top and bottom, and usually when you kick one of those boards and it breaks, it like snaps in half, and you're like, you know, good clean snap, makes a big noise, and you know the judges see, and it's really super impressive. He kicked that thing so fucking hard that I'm holding a top part and a bottom part, and a third middle part has broken cleanly off from both the top and the bottom and is heading towards my chest. I'm like, how the fuck do you kick a board into three pieces with 1 foot?
Skill.
Yeah, I guess. But you know,
willpower!
But before I seem like too proud of
him, Gymkhana!
Let me tell you about how he was at sparring.
What?
Gymkhana.
So he was actually sparring somebody from his own school. Somebody he has sparred before. Somebody he has beat before. Although the kid does have weight and reach on him. He spent 3/4 of the first of the 2 rounds of his sparring taking a swing at his opponent and then turning to stare at the TV screen that had their scores up on it. He was doing it like it was a fucking video game, and he wanted to see his own score go up. So he'd take a swing and then drop his guard and turn around back to the dude and stare at the TV screen for a second. So I'm sitting there on the sidelines. I'm like, am I really going to be that sport parent that yells at his kid on the field? And after like the 14th time he turns to look at the screen, I'm like, yep, that's me. I'm going to be that guy. I'm like, stop looking at the goddamn score!
Really?
Yeah.
You cursed
that? Not
them?
Just stop looking at the score? God had to damn the score?
Yes.
In front of all the kids?
Yes. I don't think I actually said goddamn. I did.
All right.
When it was between rounds, when he came over and sat down, I was like, do not look at the scoreboard again. Be present in the thing that you're doing. Focus. And then I heard focus, Daniel-san, in the back of my head. I'm like, not now, Pat Morita. You're dead.
He was trying to give you a message from beyond the grave.
He was. He was telling me to focus. I'm like, I'm not Daniel-san.
Focus.
Yes.
She said focus.
Yeah. Drew always has issues with that, where it's like his head will just be off somewhere else. Not paying attention to what he's doing.
Oh, you mean he's a child who exists?
Yes.
I didn't mean it as a dig. It's just like fucking, I've noticed that with both my kids.
Okay, yes.
I mean, he's a person in the world. Like, I feel like my focus...
Well, specifically, children have the focus of shit.
Yes, no, I recognize children have, you know, they lack focus, that they, you know, easily distracted, all the rest of that. I recognize that. But, like, Drew will just forget where he is and, like, start doing something else, like, just whatever has popped into his head. Like, doesn't matter if it's safe. Doesn't matter if it's a good idea. Although, I guess this is why parents have, ever since the invention of cars, had to yell at their kids to look both ways. Because if you
where
don't
he would get that from.
Constantly yell at it.
I was going to say, like, I remember sometimes Michael, we'd be getting ready to go, and he'd be putting his shoes on, and then he would just sit there, one shoe on, one shoe off, watching the television. No, wait, that was Andy.
I was like, wait, that sounds a lot like Andy.
Oh, fuck.
He's going to have that through his 20s, my friend.
Fuck. Well, you're right. It's a fair cop.
Andy, we gotta go.
You know what? This is why I like hanging out with people who knew me from way back when I was a lot younger than I am now. Like you guys or my brother's wife, Nicole. Because you guys will always remind me of what a piece of shit I was when I was a teenager, when I was in my 20s.
I think piece of shit is a bit strong, yeah. But
usually
motivated to get out the door quickly is definitely yes. Not something I would call your 20s.
Yeah, you leaving on time was not your strong suit.
Andy, they're just giving away millions of dollars. Hang on a second. I got to see how this ends.
I want to see how this commercial ends.
I got to watch
You've
my...
You've seen this commercial.
I
got to
thoroughly wipe my butt crack.
I got to wash my butt.
Now, that hasn't changed. And he needs clean ass. Although the supposedly flushable, although apparently waste treatment facilities hate them, those wet wipes, since we don't have any bidets in the house, those go a long way. Make you feel less funky.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've heard about 2 days from Andy.
Oh, you think you're ready for the other 7?
Nope. Noah, what do you got?
Actually, it's been like 10, because we were dark last weekend.
D-Ace.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so yeah, this, fuck, lots happened. I went to 3 different music shows, all which were good. The first one I went to is by this group called So Far Sounds. And the setup is you buy a ticket, and you don't know who's going to play, and you don't know where it is until the day before. And they have 2, and they're usually in intimate spaces, like someone's house or like one of those communal workspaces that are popular these days. Yeah, depending on where you live, I don't know if they're as popular. Definitely popular in the Bay Area. Okay. And the rolling rules are they don't want you being on your cell phone and no talking. So, which is nice, because that's one of my pet peeves of shows is I came here to listen to the show. I don't want to hear it. Listen to your blabbering. Like, why the fuck aren't you listening to the music? Like, it's like a social event. Like, I don't
care about
the music.
Because a live show is just like a radio. No, it's just music in the background while you do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Apparently. So that was really good. I saw a band called, a couple people. One called guy called Nick Waterhouse, who I feel like is kind of known. Another group who I'm going to fucking butcher the name, but they're like a hip-hop orchestra. So they have like 2 MCs and like a bass, a flute, drums, keyboard, violin, opera singer. They're pretty amazing. And then Tim Atlas was another guy. I saw a jazz show by a group called Go Go Penguin. They're kind of like jazz, classical, breakbeat, kind of a mashup of different kind of genres. I like them a lot. And I saw Benjamin Booker, who's like kind of a rock and roll blues. And he was really good. All good shows. And I saw 3 movies.
In a row?
Not in a row. Did I mention Movie Pass on here?
Nope. I don't think so.
So you pay $10 a month, you can see unlimited movies. But they're only
unlimited.
Unlimited. I mean, once a day.
I thought it was one a day.
One a day.
Yeah. That's limited.
Yes. But, yeah, but you can see a movie every day for a month or the year, yep, if you wanted to. And
you can do it just sitting on your computer.
What was that?
You can do it just sitting at your computer making typos.
You could.
Now it's Noah's turn to be shat upon. Ha 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 ha.
Noah tried to text us about it, and the typos made it confusing, and he got defensive.
Yes.
Yeah.
In fairness, the typo made it say exactly the opposite of what you meant, and thus was super fucking confusing.
I was like, is he just saying like his house is close enough to the theater that like they can check his zip code and so he can just order the tickets and he's fucking living the sweet dream? Like, I don't understand what's going on right now.
No. Yeah. So you have to be within 100 yards of the theater to check in and then buy your ticket. And you can only buy a ticket the day of.
It's like, you got to be close to the theater. So like, you can be at home. And we're like, wait, no, those seem opposite. But which one's wrong? I don't know anymore. It's 2017. All bets are off.
So far, it's
Co-fe-fe.
It's a good deal.
Very good.
I watched.
All right, the movies you saw, rank them. Go.
But don't tell us what they are.
Like, rank them in order of how good they are?
Yes.
All right.
No, rank them in order of running time. Yes, rank them in order of how good they are.
No, rank them by color. Rainbow order.
So, number one would be It. Number 2 would be Mother. Number 3 would be Kingsman: The Golden Circle.
Oh, Kingsman, suck a dick.
I think that's actually about how their Rotten Tomatoes scores have been going.
Kingsman it lost whatever the magic it had that made it the first one so good.
I think that is almost verbatim the consensus on Rotten Tomatoes.
There is a cameo in this movie that is pretty good, though.
Okay.
But beyond that, it's just kind of it was okay. Mother was, I can understand why people are so black and white on that movie. It is fucking weird. But I like it. I feel like he was trying to say something about a lot of people have done analysis. So you can watch it, watch those online if you want. But yeah, I definitely feel like he had a message about something. And I don't know, so it was kind of weird and interesting. And it doesn't make a lot of sense. Like it starts off kind of weird and then just goes fucking super weird. You're like, I don't even know what the fuck's going on anymore.
Did you ever see The Fountain?
I did not.
Okay.
But
I felt the same way about The Fountain. Like, I'm watching the thing. I'm like, I get why some people love this thing. No. Those people are wrong, bad people. I mean, I get why they like it, but they're wrong to do so.
And it is just was just a well-made, like, horror, creepy movie, like, good acting, and, like, yeah, all the young actors in that movie were good, and, like, the clown was fucking super creepy. Have you read the book, Andy?
I think I got, like, two-thirds of the way through the book. And there was, like, some stuff with, like, kid abuse, and I was much younger. And I was just like, nope, I'm sorry, I can't do this.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty dark. Like, they kind of have fucked up lives. But apparently, it's kind of like, the book is in sections, so it's like kids and adults. And the way the kids section ends is different than in the movie. I read the synopsis, I'm like, oh, that's a little bit different. They did not do that part. But yeah, that was good. I liked that a lot. I was very creeped out. Good suspense. Not a lot of jump scares, but just creepiness.
Very good.
And next, I'm going to see Blade Runner when that comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Run all those blades.
I'm so hopeful that that's not going to suck.
Yeah, me too.
Because I remember Tron. I remember I was hyped as fuck for Tron. And then it was like, oh.
Someone says Batista looks like a buff Steve Jobs.
Kinda, yeah.
I was like, yeah, I can see that.
Yep.
Oh, and I saw a trailer. I text you guys for a movie called Happy Death Day. And it looks like
I just watched the trailer for that today.
Did you guys watch it?
Me too.
Yeah, because of your recommendation.
What did you guys think?
I'm interested. I'm not. I will see very few horror movies, but that looks interesting.
It does. Agreed. Like, it looks a little fun, but kind of like. Like, you know, Scream. Like, it looks, like, a little scary, but also, like, we're going to have fun with this.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I kind of like the premise of just, like, doing it over and over again. And, like, you know what I realize about horror movies? I like the mystery. I like the figuring out of, like, what is causing whatever. Like, there's another movie called Polaroid where, like, this girl finds this camera, you take pictures, and this little thing appears in the background. If it's in your picture, you die. I don't know if I'm super interested in the movie, but I'm interested in, like, what is causing it and how they resolve it. So similar with Happy Death Day, I'm like, what's going to happen? How are they going to resolve it?
And why does she keep going back in time?
I don't know. So many mysteries.
What is the deal with time travel, am I right?
It does not hurt that she's, you know, attractive lady. You know, does not hurt for me.
Fair
enough. Not that's the reason I'm going to see the movie, but I'm like, yeah, that's a little bonus.
The whole,
sadly,
like,
she is not going to bonus.
She will not.
Well, I speak for myself. Maybe Noah's got a shot.
Yeah. I'm not holding my breath.
Noah's long, and he's strong, and he's down to get the friction on.
What were you going to say, Andy?
I was going to say Time Lapse. I know I've mentioned that movie before. Not so much horror as, like, thriller, like sci-fi thriller.
Time Lapse.
But that's the movie where a bunch of roommates find out that their himself neighbor has set up a camera that seems to take pictures of the future.
Yes! Did you like
computer?
That?
Yes. I know it got, you know, it got, like, okay reviews. But yeah, I thought it was a really well done time travel movie. I also thought it was really well done as a thriller. Like, the tense parts I felt were pretty fucking tense. And I was like none of the actors, like, I didn't know any of their names going into it. Like, no big name actors, but, like, I felt like they all carried their parts really well.
There's a movie called, I think, Time Killer. That is also, like, a really good time travel thriller movie. Is that what it's called? Nope, that's not it. I'll figure out. But anyways, Time Crimes?
Probably not Time Crimes. That does not sound like a good movie. no, wait. It might be. From, like, 2007?
Yeah, it's got, like, a Spanish? Face guy. Yeah, that's it. Time Crimes.
Yep.
And, like, there's a scene in that movie I was like, oh, shit!
Yeah, Time Crimes sounds like something that stars Jean-Claude Van Damme.
It does. Time Crimes.
Yep.
Oh, I thought you were saying it does. Like, it does star him. I'm like, no shit!
No. But yeah, that is a good movie to see. I've been running and hiking a lot, because I'm, you know, going to do the Machu Picchu.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my week. That's I sang our raise. Oh yeah, cost of living raise.
That's nice.
Yeah, you mentioned that last podcast.
We'll still celebrate with you again.
Good week. Good week.
Very good.
Timmy?
Speaking of working out and such,
Yes,
I am down to my pre-cruise weight again.
Hooray!
Nice.
Yay! Slightly less fat.
Yeah. Whoop! I think I told you guys last week, like, you know, I cheated a bit because I was feeling like, man, you know, I've done a great job. It's been 6 months. I've dropped like 30 pounds now. Apparently this week I forgot that I did that, because this week I was like, I'm barely down any from last week. Why have I hit a wall? Until I realized again today, like, oh yeah, remember that day last week where you told Tim and Noah that you were going to get a big fat milkshake along with a burger at lunch? Could be that.
It could be. It's all right.
One day of burger and shake would toss it all out the window?
No.
I think it was that gajillion calorie meal you got at Cracker Barrel.
Oh yeah, that definitely did not help.
Gajillion calories.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to have fruit, and I'm going to have veggies, and I'll have chicken. Okay, the chicken will be breaded, but that'll be okay. That'll be okay. 1,350 calories worth of breaded fucking chicken. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Cracker Barrel. Mm-hmm.
I mean, just by the name, I'm going to say you're not going to get something super healthy there.
Super not. No. But also, looking around the place, I should have been like, yeah. This is not where the healthy people go to eat.
Lot of large people there?
Not just large people, but like people on oxygen, people like not kidding. Yeah, that's not me pumping up this story for effect. No, literally. Two different people on oxygen tanks. is this connected to a hospital? Look around, it's like all open fields around it. No, not a hospital.
That's where people on oxygen love to go. Love to eat the Cracker Barrel.
I guess. Yeah.
I want my last meal to have all the calories.
Every single one in the world.
Only calories can save me.
So yes, if you're starving to death, Cracker Barrel. If you are planning on outfitting a polar expedition and you need to make sure that you're keeping the maximum amount of calories for the minimum amount of weight, Cracker Barrel can cater that shit for you.
I mean...
You can carbo load for your next marathon.
I feel like as Americans, we definitely have an unrealistic view of like what portion size is. At least I know I do. Like when I go to places, I'm like, oh, that didn't seem like a lot of food. I'm like, right, I don't need a fucking a jillion things on my plate.
Yeah,
like this is enough to sustain me.
Yeah, it's been weird. I know there's the whole trick of like, you know, use smaller plates because it will trick your eyes and your body will be like, okay, yeah, this is fine. Because when I was grabbing dinner for myself tonight, I'm looking at the plate. I'm like, this plate looks empty. Like, I'm going to be hungry. And then I ate everything that was on the plate. And I was like, nope, I'm good. I'm done. That's all I needed.
My wife was telling me, you need, that's right.
Yeah.
It takes 10 minutes from it hitting your stomach for you to actually feel your fullness.
I have heard that too, which is also why they say not to scarf your food.
Yes. Because you'll be like, oh, I'm so hungry. You'll eat more, and you're like, nope, you were fine.
Yep. I was already a slow eater, though, so I didn't really have that as like a, you know, ace up my sleeve to go drop on the table.
I'm like, fast.
It's already been at least 10 minutes since the second to last bite hit my stomach when the last bite hits my stomach.
I had something else fat-related to say about my fat, which is fat. Fat!
I learned something about fat. Just share this with my wife. I realized I was 40, and I was wondering, as I was thinking about, you know, if I'm losing a pound or a pound and a half or whatever a week, I was like, where does that fat go?
You breathe it out.
Yes, you do.
I feel like I talked about this on Tancast.
I believe you did.
Maybe you did, and I just forgot it.
Wait a minute.
Well, so the thing that made me think about, once I really started thinking about it, if I'm exhaling a pound to a pound and a half of stuff that used to be fat, you know, and so I'm like breathing in a certain amount, and over the course of a week, I'm breathing out an additional pound to pound and a half, and air's pretty fucking sparse. It's thin shit. I'm wondering, how much does all of the air that I breathe in and out, not just the stuff that was fat part of me, but the stuff that goes in and then right back out again, how the fuck much must that all weigh in a week where I don't notice the fact that I'm breathing out more stuff than I breathed in? I don't have an answer for this. If you guys are waiting for me, like, and I did the math. I didn't do the math.
Wait, you didn't do the math?
I didn't do the math. I know. I saw the opportunity to do the math. I didn't do the math.
I was more enamored by the fact that, like, all the things we just accept happen, and we never think about, like, how it happens. Like, I made it to 40 years old and never really thought about, like, where does the fat go? Like, how do you lose it?
I mean, I know everybody says you burn fat, but it's not like I'm lighting my belly on fire.
Right.
However, the same thing that happens when you're, you know, if you carved off a bunch of fat and stuck a wick in it and made like a little fat candle, the same thing does happen. Like, it still breaks down at the end of it in the same way, just a lot more slowly with, you know, less fire.
The fire's in your belly.
Yeah. It still decomposes. And as somebody who was, you know, going to be a chemist, like, professionally, you'd feel like that should be some shit that I should just have right on the top of my head. Like, now that I've fully internalized it, it makes perfect sense. But, like, up until then, I was like, how did I get here and not, like, have this just be part of my working knowledge for, like, life?
I mean, no one really needs to know how you lose the fat.
That's true. I don't need to know how half the shit in my car works. I just know I turn the key and it goes. Until parts fly off of it, or parts fly onto it that I didn't want.
I didn't want that part. You can keep that part.
I didn't want this.
My boss asked me today, because he'd heard about this. He was out of town.
My boss!
He heard about Monday. He's like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm not going to lie. I had a little panic attack yesterday. Like, I had to get off the freeway and drive on slower roads because the car felt a little wiggly again last night. And he's like, well, like, how long have you had that car? I was like, 11 years. How many miles? Like, 148,000. He's like, do you feel like this is a sign, like, you should get rid of the car? I'm like, I do, and yet I go back in my head and I'm like, it's not the car's fault that it ate that huge hunk of metal. It's not the car's fault that the mechanic fucked up and didn't reconnect the cooling system. And it's not the car's fault that I'm an idiot and didn't pay attention to the fact that the car was feeling a little wiggly and then the tire shredded. Like, none of those things, the slow leak in the tire and my inattention, that's still not the car. Like, the car's not falling apart, breaking. It's like shit's hitting the car or like going into the car and coming back out of the car. And I'm failing to notice the signs that a bad thing happened. And so a worse thing happens. I'm like, so the car actually runs fine, but it's like at the same time I get into it and I'm still gun shy. Like, I still don't know if I can trust it.
You let me down too many times, car. I don't know if I can trust you anymore.
And that's the thing, it hasn't. It's everyone else around the car has been letting me down. But I still blame the car.
I mean, you gotta blame
somebody. I recognize that for what it is.
And that's what it's like to be black in America.
Wow. Thanks, Tim. That was deep. What's funny is my boss, for 20-something years, has been leasing cars. So it's just, you know, new car, new car, new car, new car. Never deals with old car problems. He's always just taking it into the dealership to, you know, get the oil change, whatever. All of the maintenance stuff, that's all, like, just part of his lease. He doesn't even worry about that shit. If something breaks, he calls roadside, and they just fucking take care of it. And this year, he decided, you know what? I'm not going to do that anymore. So he bought an older car, and then he said, he's like, I was driving to Charlotte with my wife, you know, just for a weekend away, and I got, like, an hour down the road, and I started to panic. Like, why? He's like, because I started to think, what if something goes wrong with this car? I got to take care of it. Like, that's not a thought that I've had for, like, 25 years that I've been leasing these cars. He's like, this car ownership thing is a whole different level of commitment and also a whole different level of exposure. I'm like, yeah, but you're also not paying for your fucking lease every month. He's like, yeah, but when I'm driving hundreds of miles and then thinking to myself, I haven't really tested this car. Am I really sure that this car that's new to me but not new is really going to make it all the way there and then back and safely? I think we're getting too old to worry about this shit. He's like, I think we are.
The uncertainty of life.
Yep.
The uncertainty of life.
Yeah, see, that's not a bestseller song, Tim.
It will fuck us all.
Now it is. You won me back. Oh. Grammy.
Tim, you didn't tell us about your week.
Oh, no.
I told you about the fat. Oh, the other thing I was going to say about the fat update is that I told you guys I got a big bowl of Halloween candy for the office and put it next to my desk. And I have been particularly good about not having a ton of that candy.
Oh, good man.
Good on you. I'm not that guy. I'm the guy that doesn't buy that shit so I don't eat it.
Yep.
Because once I start, well, I was like, well, fuck it. I might as well finish it.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, I have to have one a day, and I do it after I've worked out for gone on the bike for a while.
Nice.
For my lunch break, blah, blah, blah.
You're earning it.
Yeah, so I get like a Smartie or a Nerd or a Reese's Pumpkin, although now it's just down to the Smarties.
Tim opens up a box of Nerds, and it lasts him for 70 days because he eats it one Nerd a day.
Oh, shit. That would be crazy.
That's it, like Tim. Some supermodel Do level it. Stuff right there. I was like, I'm going to have dessert.
You're having a Nerd? Yeah. Oh, I couldn't. Not another. I couldn't have another bite.
But it's wafer thin.
The other thing that happened to me this week, for the listeners, I don't know how many Tancast listeners also listen to the Christmas podcast, but if you listen, you may know there was no guest on this week's or this month's Christmas podcast.
My boy was just like me.
There was fucking supposed to be, and the dude, I'm not going to say who it is, but the dude, like, I was like, hey, do you want to be a guest on the show? He's like, sure. And then I was like, great. He's like, what time works for you? I'm like, hey, you're the one doing me a favor. Which times work for you? I'm open this time, this time, this time. He finally was like, okay, how about Friday? I'm like, okay, not one of the times I listed, but I will actually move my work schedule around just to record this. And then 2 days before, he's like, you know what? I can't do Friday. I was like, okay, when can you do it? There's I did it in enough time that I had like almost 2 weeks before the show was on. So I'm like, we have plenty of time for him to, you know, make a time to record and edit it, and then like promoting this guy and his upcoming thing was going to be the feature of the show. And then like he's like, can't do it. Oh, he's like, oh, well, does it have to be on Skype? And I was like, well, yeah, it's the only really way I have to record it. And then nothing. And then I'm like, hey man, I don't mean to be a pain, but I need to try and figure out the schedule of when we're going to record. Nothing. And I was like, fuck it. And I wrote a whole other episode.
All right.
So that is just me bitching about something that I don't want to bitch about on the actual podcast where it happened, but I'll bitch about it here because it's like, if Tim bitches in the forest, does it make a sound?
It does, and it sounds like when you let the air out of a balloon very slowly.
Come on my show!
I love that we all just wanted to make that noise now. This is why we're friends.
Yeah, I think last time I hung out with you, Tim, you were waiting to hear back from him. Them.
Yep.
Whoever they are.
It was a male.
Okay.
And I should point out, it is looking like I will have a guest. I will have several guests on next month's show. This is not about them at all. This wasn't like I pushed. It wasn't like they didn't get back to me and I pushed back to the people who are going to be on next month's show. If it works out, they have been nothing but communicative.
Very, very good. Yeah, and if anybody doesn't know, you fuck with Tim, you're dead to him. So I suspect this person will never feature on your show.
Probably not.
Tim's like, now I'm going to make this show successful just so I can rub it in his fucking face. When I'm on Ellen, I'll tell everybody who it was.
Conan O'Brien did a thing where he was driving around with Tom Cruise, but the whole setup was like, he's like, you know what? We're just going to drive around. That's it. And Tom Cruise is like, you don't want to talk about my movie or anything? I can tell you a story about, you know, Robert De Niro or Jack Nicholson, I think it was. He's like, oh, you know, I'm in London. Hold on. I got to pay attention to the road. And I didn't watch the whole thing, but it went up for like, it went up for like 10 or 11 minutes.
That's such a fucking Conan thing to do.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I do love that giant ginger.
I'm impressed that, like,
yeah,
that Tom Cruise went along with it.
Gotta sell that movie, son.
Yeah.
That, I kind of want to see that movie. And I think I've said this before. Tom Cruise is not really, you know, a compelling actor to me. I mean, he's not terrible, but he's just not like, why? He just happens to make movies that I want to see. I'm like, that looks like an interesting movie. I want to see that.
Yep.
I mean, he's likable. Like, I always like him when I see him and stuff. I'm not like, you know who I would rather cast in this?
Yeah, I feel the same way, but I also feel like, you know, when I see it, I see Tom Cruise in a movie, and it's never like, I'm going to go see that Tom Cruise movie. It's like, hey, I'd like to see that movie. And also, Tom Cruise is in that movie.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, he's definitely likable. So, you know, I mean, and that's why he keeps getting his movies. Like, mm-hmm. But he's not like, yeah, he's not like the person where you're like, oh, shit, that person's in that movie? I'm in.
Unless he brings back his Tropic Thunder character.
Oh, God.
Like, if he headlines a movie in that character, I'm going to see that movie for Tom Cruise.
Yes. Yep. Abso-fucking-lutely.
If they could somehow bring Robert Downey Jr. back in blackface, I'm double there.
Player. Long dick player.
Or actually, if he does his Australian character, I would still be back for that. I have to go back for Half Squat. Who in Crikey fuck is Half Squat?
Was that in Tropic Thunder as well?
Yes, it's after Robert Downey Jr.'s broken character.
Got it.
Kind of broken
down.
Yeah,
he goes back to the actor who he's supposed to be.
Okay, so he's playing an Australian guy doing blackface, right?
Yes.
Got it.
I'm the dude dressed as the dude who's playing the other dude.
I'm gonna watch that shit again tonight.
What do you mean by you people? What do you mean by you people?
What do you mean by you people? Oh, man, especially like when he starts talking about, like, you know, frying up some chitlins. Just watching Alpha in the background, like, start to lose his shit. Like, no.
I like when Alpha inadvertently came out as gay around the campfire. Mm. And Robert Downey Jr. goes, "When you were writing All About the Pussy, were you dreaming about dangling your dice on Lance's forehead?" What? No. What? No.
spoiler, Jack but
Black,
I love
that. Alpha, if you untie me, I will literally suck your dick right now. I'll work the shaft, I'll play with the balls, and swallow the gravy. Bring it over here, let's do this.
You know what? I think that's my favorite Jack Black character, too.
It's also my favorite Ben Stiller character. That is a dude who I never go see his movies. He is the Tom Cruise of comedy.
Yes.
So, I kind of like him. Much less now, but I think after something about Mary, I was into him. I was like, I'm on board with this guy.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, that one, I'm like, I could see like a dozen other actors in this part and it would be just fine.
Yep. Okay.
Like in Tropic Thunder, I'm like, yeah. I mean, I granted he directed it, so it kind of doesn't happen without him.
I was just going to ask who directed it.
Well, now you know, and knowing is half the battle.
Knowing is half the battle.
Tropic Thunder!
Oh! Did either of you watch Star Trek Discovery?
Nope.
No.
All right.
Could you? Like, you can watch it for free?
No, you can watch the first episode aired on CBS, and if you didn't watch it that night, go fuck yourself.
I mean, there's ways.
Yeah, I'm sure there are ways. And well, then so people are like, I'm going to get the free trial and watch the second episode that's out right now. I'm like, you fool! Wait till the season's over and then get the free trial. The free trial, and then very, very high.
What's up for love, Dr. Jones?
I get the free trial. Loopholes. What'd you say, Dr. Jones? What?
I was going for Short Round because you also sounded like his super awful accent.
Oh. Anyway, it looked interesting, and it kind of had a punching Nazis debate. Like,
really?
Not. I mean, maybe I'm just reading into it because of current events, but, like, it seemed like that's kind of what they were saying, and then, like, that's the thing. If you just watched it on CBS, it has no resolution whatsoever. Just like, we set up a lot of interesting things. Pay $6 or fuck you.
Yeah.
I was like, how about fuck you? And a friend of mine's brother worked on it, and I still say fuck you.
It's $6 a month?
That's for the version with commercials. If you don't want to sit through commercials for your paid fucking streaming service, you have to pay an extra $4 a month. So that it's $11 a month.
Jesus Christ.
I think I just did that math wrong.
It's 10, but it's still.
I thought it was $10.99 or something like that.
Oh,
$10.99 a month?
If it's $6.99 plus... Well, let's find out. CBS All Access.
Hey, everybody. Just write it with the questions. We'll check the prices for you. Don't Google it.
We'll Google it. We're not going to know the prices. We're just going to Google it. And we'll make you sit and listen to the episode while we breathe.
But the Orville I have been really enjoying and has been scratching my Star Trek itch.
Me too.
Have not seen it. Hated it.
Were you a gay Donald Trump right there? What was that voice? Have
he was
not
sassy
seen
Trump.
It. Hated it. Sad.
Two things.
I had the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake.
I like to randomly Google.
Don't credit me, people. That was Peter Serafinowicz. I'm just doing a bad impression of his awesome impression of sassy Trump.
Got it. You like to Google what?
Yeah, I like to randomly Google what Popeyes has on their menu. Because I like Popeyes. They have loaded Cajun fries featuring Cajun gravy. What, Andy?
I said, is it all olive oil?
Oh. Shut up.
Okay. Hey, you know what you can't do on CBS.com/all access?
What?
Find a fucking price.
Fuck you, CBS!
I do not like it when they bury the price for things. Like, I was trying to figure out how much it costs for AT&T if you bring your own phone. And they do not fucking tell you the price anywhere. It's like, first enter IBM number. Oh, you gotta get a new SIM card. I'm like, I just want to know how much the fucking shit costs. Tell me that.
They don't want you to. Whoa. They don't want you to find that out until you've already committed.
Truth. Tim, truth.
In advertising. What was the other thing? You like to Google the Popeyes menu and they have extreme Louisiana fries. Shrimp.
What? One fourth a pound of popcorn shrimp for $4. That's a bargain.
Or quarter pound, like the humans say.
One fourth. That's how it's written on the website, so that's how I'm saying it.
Do they put the TH?
Actually, one fourth LB.
That's a quarter pounder.
Quarter pound.
One fourth LB.
Unless they write it out. O-N-E space F-O-U-R-T-H.
One over 4 pounds.
One forward slash four LB.
One quarter. Divided by four LBs LB. Of shrimp. I would like to order
LBS
that, please.
LBS dot.
No dot. No dot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So things you can find out on CBS All Access's site is how to switch to commercial free. Nothing about how much money that's going to cost you.
Fuck you, CBS!
You want to sign up for a free trial? Sure. Can you tell me how long the trial is? And how much it's going to cost after?
No, Andy.
I think the trial is only a week.
Trials are for new subscribers only. Automatic charges apply after the free trial. Yeah, it doesn't say anything on here about it being a fucking week.
W-E-A-K. Am I right? Fuck you, CBS.
This is the thing that I was talking about.
I bet you spelled bored, B-O-R-E-D.
That's a Norm Macdonald reference.
Yeah, that's
on Conan, actually. This balkanization of content. This, we're going to put some stuff here, and it's only going to work on these machines, and these are going to be the rules for this. But then this other stuff is going to go here, and it's only going to be on these other machines, and it's going to have a completely different interface, and you have to search for it different, and. Fuck all this shit. TV used to be easy. You turned on a channel. I know I sound super old right now, but you turned on the TV, you figured out what channel you wanted to watch, you put it on that channel. And then TiVo made it even easier. You just tell it what show it is, and TiVo goes out and fucking handles all that stuff. Now all this shit, streaming, great, you know, anything at my fingertip, great, but put it all in one fucking place, give me one fucking bill, give me one fucking interface.
Fuck. Guys, while we're sitting here bitching about streaming content, Hugh Hefner has died.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I figured it actually happened earlier today, and wasn't up on it.
Yeah. I did not know.
So now we're sending this one out to Hugh Hefner.
I was on Reddit while pooping. You'd think that would be at the top of Reddit. Yeah, 5 minutes ago, NPR. 30 minutes ago, CNBC. This happened while we were recording. Guys, we killed Hugh Hefner.
I don't know if we killed him.
He's had it too good for too long, and that's one person
who
actually said that.
He was 91 years young,
Noah.
You
had it too good for too long, Hef.
Get out of your pajamas and get in the coffin.
With all those sexy ladies.
I do like that quote of like, how come you have so many bitches? He's like, I have so many girlfriends because I don't call them bitches.
Good man.
And he would give black entertainers the time at a time when that was not something that was done.
Yep, at the Playboy Club. And I think also on Playboy TV when that was not done. But I may be mixing it up. That part up. But I know for a fact that at his clubs, that his clubs were integrated in times and places where that was not okay. I almost said not kosher, but those were also times and places where it was not kosher to say kosher.
So not kosher.
Yeah.
I'm kosher.
Well, in honor of Hugh Hefner, I'm going to wear a robe to work tomorrow.
Are you, Andy?
Yeah, I can wear a robe to work and bang a bunch of chicks a lot younger than me. Like, irresponsibly younger than me. Legal, mind you, but irresponsible.
Well, since my...
I mean, not that it really matters. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Tim.
I was going to say, well, since my mom is over tonight, I'm just going to try to masturbate and not get caught.
That's a lofty goal, Tim. Lofty goal.
This one's for Hugh.
Yep. Tim's going to pour one out for his homie.
I'm going to spill some seed for my homie.
Oh, that's gross.
I know.
And has there ever been a more classy way to wrap up an episode of Tancast?
Nope. Talking about busting a nut in memory of Hugh Hefner.
But then you got to make an excuse to leave.
Yeah. Not gonna think about him, but it's going to be for him. He will know.
He will know.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know what? I'm going to go pull up some classic Playboy from like the late 80s, early 90s, you know, right when I was, first discovering porno. At 40 and with access to the internet, I don't know that a Playboy would get me there anymore.
Yeah.
What is it? Isn't it sad? Like the Victoria's Secret catalog used to be enough.
Yep.
Fucking the Sears catalog used to be enough.
Yeah.
Those industrial strength bras.
Yep. Like, those things are engineered to hold up some real ass titties. Those real titties fit titties. Some babies.
not those fake ass titties.
Nope.
Only the real assiest titties for you.
These are your grandma's
the
titties.
And the assiest. Oh,
no, not my grandma's titties.
You know, if you go into the Playboy back issues, you can probably find your grandma's titties.
Ooh, that made me dizzy. Ooh. could be because I'm closed off in a garage with nothing open.
Is the car running for warmth?
No, we don't have cars in this garage. We have kids. Shit.
Yeah, that's about how it runs. We also don't have cars in our garage. Just a lot of shit. But speaking of keeping warm, you guys notice how it's fall?
Oh, we weren't.
Because Atlanta hasn't. It was 90 goddamn degrees today.
Thought we were wrapping this up.
I was just complaining about my sticky, sweaty balls. That's it.
All right. I'm sorry that Atlanta is warm. It's warm in California, too. It's called global warming.
Yeah, it's pretty warm.
Let's call it global sweatening. That'd get some people on it.
They should call it global mud butt.
Oh, no.
Global swamp ass? Like
that's a cholera outbreak.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to wrap this thing up.
You're going to wrap a bow around it? Put a Jimmy hat on it?
With a little update for my friend on their trip to Venice, Italy, which I think is funny. Venice, Italy, where every bathroom in my rental had a bidet, or as Logan called it, which is their child, Logan's little sink, as he threw everything from from hand towels, bananas, and step tools into it. Perhaps this is why our magic anniversary in Venice ended with a vomiting toddler. There's perhaps no greater sign of love than the sounds of your husband gagging in the other room while he rinses vomit out of the bedding.
Oh.
Been there.
Logan's little sink. I'm just like, that's gross. He's like, did he eat the banana afterwards? I hope not.
That would explain the vomiting.
And then, never trust a sequel to be good as the original. The first one. Whatever.
And not today, mystery guest who won't be on my fucking Christmas podcast. Eat a dick!
Ever. I was going to say something selfish about this week, about the car or something like that. But no, this week, I'm a little sad that Hugh Hefner died, even though the dude was 91. So this week I hate that Hugh Hefner is dead in the middle of Tancast. And also Donald Trump. We lost the wrong one. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
I'm sad that black guy died. Charles Bradley.
I feel like I know that name.
He's a singer. Got success later on in life.
Oh, yeah, he, like, died of cancer.
Yep, stomach cancer.
That was, like, last week, right?
Yeah.
I heard about it on Hollywood Babylon.
I got to see him one time. Good old Hef. He was 91. I mean, you know, that guy lived the life.
Yeah, he lived a couple of lives.
Wait, he was 91? I thought the dude was, like, in his 60s.
Oh, no, we switched back to Hef.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes, sorry. So, yeah, have a week. Stay alive if you can.
There's a rule for the week. Don't die. Yes, helping you to not die. If your tire does blow out, don't stomp on your brakes.
Just floor it.
You know, like in action movies.
Yeah.
Take out as many other people as you can.
Pull the e-brake and do a 180 and just go drive backwards.
Yep. J-turn it.
Yeah.
And you got to say something clever. Like, oh, I didn't realize it was the spin cycle. Sorry, I'm staring at a washing machine, so that seemed clever to me.
that worked.
All right.
We did it. It's done.
All right.
All right.